You're listening to If You Got Ears on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, DJ Frog, with you every last Wednesday of the month. We're rounding out on 1 p.m. right now. I'll be with you for another hour, so stay locked.
Thank you.
that's a wrap for me, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's a pleasure as always. Shout outs to the CKUT team, keeping it real. Shout outs to you, the listener. I'll be back next month with more tunes, and in the meantime, I hope you all have an awesome day.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
From Pacifico Radio, this is Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. I am Malihe Razazan. In a bold and historic step backwards for the cause of peace in the Middle East last Sunday, Morocco was one of four Arab countries meeting in a special summit with Israel and the U.S. Although distant Iran was central to the discussions held during this meeting, the central issue of Palestine never broached during the summit, which took place in the heart of historic Palestine. Khalil spoke with Moroccan journalist and scholar Samia Erzouki about Morocco's participation in the summit and what might be motivating the Moroccan regime to go against the wishes of its own people. Samia Erzouki is a journalist formerly based in Morocco and a PhD candidate in early modern Northwest African history at UC Davis.
Samia, Morocco was among four Arab countries that recently had an official summit in Tel Aviv with the U.S. and Israel. The representatives of UAE, Morocco, Bahrain, and Egypt, all of them signatories